The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, August 4th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the PhD of Eastridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
I want to just give you a compliment, okay. And I got two things I want to say. First of all, there is something, you have done such a good job of living what you preach, that now when I eat bad in front of you, I feel guilty, like I ought to go to church, and I'm not even Catholic, but go like to a confessional. And the second thing, here's the compliment part, you watched me eat some of the worst crap to put in a man's body, you did not judge me. You did not roll an eye. I know in your brain you wanted to. I could feel it. You were looking at me going, you poor, old, decrepit man. And yet all you said was nothing. I was very proud of you.
I appreciate that.
I was very proud of you.
I actually was not going to make one comment about the fact that you had all these seed oils and those French fries that you ate. And now, I love the two burgers because you had a lot of protein.
And all I had was, I don't put anything on it, just meat and bread.
Nothing. And you put some ketchup.
A little ketchup. But ketchup
has more sugar than ice cream.
Yeah, just a little.
Just want to let you know.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't eat a cone of ice cream.
But mustard is far better.
I hate mustard.
And here's what you should have. Here's how you could have made that go from a D- to a C- is you took both meats off of there and only had two.
Yeah.
So, but that's
you know what I've done in the past when I was on my health kick? I hate to say it. I would go buy the hamburgers, put the patties on one bread, throw the rest of the bread away, and I didn't get fries. I would keep a thing of baked potato chips.
I don't think you ate all those fries.
I didn't. I ate about half.
That's right.
And it was a small fry.
Yeah, yeah.
So just wanted to say good job.
Well, appreciate
and
that.
And give you the opportunity, because I know it was pent up, and this was your chance to get it out going, I saw you eating nothing but garbage.
Listen, the Dalai Lama does not judge people when they're had sins in their life, and I don't either anymore.
At least you're not egomaniac calling yourself the Dalai Lama or nothing. That's great. And the Dalai Lama are both have achieved peace.
Well, that was kind of the purpose of the comment. Now, I'm going to say something I guess you probably don't know, but I recovered from my fifth round of COVID, and it was not fun.
Are you in the room with me right now? What do you
got? Completely recovered. This was 2 weeks ago, Clint. I just didn't say it because I know you might have some anxiety about it, because I did not know that this was COVID. It came on odd, like most of them have, but they're all slightly different. So I get this little head cold. Okay, is it an allergy? No, I don't know. It's kind of a head cold because I don't ever get headaches. I had a headache. My nose started getting stopped up. All perfectly fine. Well, that sounded like a cold until last week ago Sunday. I was actually pulling out my driveway, and I had the worst case of nausea that I've had in 20 years. I had to stop the car because I knew I was going to hurl.
Yeah.
Well, that nausea kept coming and going for about four to five straight days. Ugh. And I could not sleep at night for three straight nights. I had terrible numbers in my aura ring, and I still didn't think it was COVID. And then I had those bouts of fatigue. And then that's when I started figuring, I wonder. So I went downstairs to check my blood because I had given blood at Blood Assurance about 3 weeks ago, and I wanted to see if it lowered my ferritin. Ferritin storage iron is very bad for men especially, and no doctor checks it. We should all have it checked. Mine was so about 140.
You want low or high?
We want ferritin. Low.
Okay.
But not too low. Right. Mine was about 140. We shoot for about 60 to 70 in the world of maintaining the best health. Well, mine was 140.
Wow.
So I gave one round of blood. I went down to Marlene's and I said, hey, I want to check my ferritin. And at that moment, I said, why don't you check my antibodies for COVID? Oh, my gosh. Skyrocketing through the roof.
Here's how susceptible I am to this, though. As soon as you start talking, I thought, my head's hurting a little bit.
Of course you did.
I'm sniffling. My belly hurt now all of a sudden.
It's long gone.
I don't feel good, Ed.
If you had gotten it, you had already had it.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I am happy to feel back to myself, and I'm What did I do? I took one thing I took, which I've never done, but I know a lot about it, and I tend to be lazy, and it's so simple. It's vitamin A. And we all do D's, but A.
I take a vitamin A every morning.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love the vitamin A because of its effect on endothelial tissue, mucous membranes, and Weston A. Price, who I really respect as far as the old-timer dentist. He took over, I think, 5,000 photos of children in other countries and correlated their poor teeth and health with their diet. And one of the biggest pieces of information he brought back from all those years was cod liver oil was life-saving. Why? Vitamin A and vitamin D and healthy fats and low sugar. Those were the biggest things he brought back. I also, and you will appreciate this, and you, I think I told you yesterday, I hit the heavy bag really hard about 5 days ago, and it has flared a muscle in my rib or lungs or tendons or something, and it hurts. I'm pretty darn good with pain these days, but it's a chronic hurt. Go to my chiropractor, who is at Ignite Chiropractic up on Manufacturers Road across from Whole Foods. This guy's truly amazing. I go every Wednesday, but it just happened that my pain was on Wednesday, so it worked out. But he adjusts every bone in my body, including my pubic bone. Just want you to know that my pubic bone has been adjusted, Clint, in case you were concerned about an out of alignment pubic bone. How's your pubic bone? Oh, he's got the face. Clint has put the face on, the stoic face of no. He's so, trying to have no expression,
no,
but that actually makes it.
No. I need everybody to go to your bingo card, Sunday morning bingo card. You're checking things off you care about. You can check off Ed's pubic bone alignment. And there you go. Bingo. Thank God. I was worried about his bursa sacs, hit the dry anus, and now we have his pubic bone alignment. Man, we are changing lives out here.
Look, I am very transparent. I really like to talk about myself.
I wish we did have this on camera. I know Sean says he's going to get cameras in here eventually because Ed now has changed. We've done this for a couple of years, and it used to be when Ed would say stuff, I would respond, and he would look up with a shocked face like, what are you doing? Now, as he's starting to say something, he knows that he will start to smile like, I'm going to make Clint awkward. Here we go. Ready? And my pubic bone.
Well,
I'm glad it's straight, and I'm glad you have a chiropractor. I don't. No offense to your dude or dudette. I don't do chiropractors because I don't want anybody jerking on my neck.
Look, you're
snapping.
Listen, the list of I will not do is large for Clint Powell.
Can they help trigger finger and joint pain?
Absolutely.
No,
cure everything.
He can't. Tell him to come in here one day and adjust my hands. And if I tell you what, if he comes on the show and he can do anything to my shoulders or my hands that feel better in the real time, I'll go to him.
It doesn't happen instantaneously. Yeah. You don't plant a garden and get your broccoli in one day. Mm. No. So just shut up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Stupid pubic bone.
AI. I love AI, but I haven't delved super deep into it. But there is a new AI platform called Perplexity.
Okay.
And I have been using that. It does cost me $20 to have this, but what it does is it's more interactive than ChatGPT. Now, why would a person use AI? It is like talking to someone who's a professor of whatever subject you're asking. Instead of you researching and having to go through all these sites, it is actually kind of thinking what is the true comprehensive answer to your question. And I have been so pleased because Perplexity does it different than the others because of the way they give you different feedback. But it's really cool for those who want to investigate that. And Dr. Atiyah had I've seen this before, and I've been thinking about this. He was talking to a guy about AI in medicine, and it is going to change the face of medicine. Yep. It was interesting because this guy said, the guy he was talking to, Dr. Atiyah, another physician, was talking about what if we could have a system where all healthcare practitioners, physicians, anyone dealing in that were the top of their class. If everyone was the top of their class, they all had the best skills and knowledge, how it would change the face of healthcare. I think the basics of healthcare have to change also, but at least you would have experts in whatever avenue they were in. Because, and he said something that was very interesting. What do you call a doctor who was at the bottom of his grades in school?
A doctor.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd never heard that before.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It kind of shocked me a little bit because, yes, and, you know, when you talk to people, which I do all the time, and they're having to go to a specialist, he's the number one doctor in his profession. Well, that, everybody can't be number one, but
right.
All these people always want. Of course, we want to believe that, but AI is going to change it.
I do. I think AI is going to change the legal world, but also the medical world. I started thinking about this the other day. How cool would it be? And I'm, again, this fantasy world. You got this biometrics on your phone. Wouldn't it be good or cool if you could do the fingerprint and it reads your biometrics for a certain amount of time, sends them to your doctor. Your doctor can respond in real time with stuff, or your AI doctor.
Your AI doctor.
The one that they have assigned you, so the doctor can monitor what it's saying to make sure it's okay. But all of a sudden, your respiration, all the things that you need, because the biomechanics is the bioengineering is going to become better on the phone, too. It'll be able to read more and more and more.
Bingo.
So eventually, you'll be able to walk into your doctor, put your handprint on something. It will read a bunch of stuff, leave it there for 3 minutes, go back and see your doctor, or take your prescriptions and leave, or there you go.
Yes. I think we'll get to a point where you won't probably see anyone except
eventually,
a clerk, basically.
Right. Yeah, here's your bag of stuff.
And it's going to make the physicians and healthcare people have to either work harder to be better, or they better be sharp, because AI is going to call him out very quickly.
But, you know, I talked to a doctor friend of mine, and until we get to that point, AI could be, if they use it correctly, a good tool for them. Mm-hmm. Because if AI, whoever's building the AI component, if they're honest about the supplements and the holistic approach, a doctor who may not, I don't mean this in a bad way, may not trust someone who owns a nutritional store because they could see you being kind of biased. If AI is saying something about vitamin D or about quercetin or whatever, they may go, oh, let me find out more. And all of a sudden, you may have an ally because they went through AI.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that idea. And in fact, today before I came over here, I read an article by a guy that I really respect. And I respect him so much that I forgot his name.
Yeah, I was going to say
it. I followed him for years. And what he was talking about was August of 2018. Is when the electronic book burning occurred. And it was a very intriguing title, so I had to read it. And it's so true, because I talked about this with on Vital Health Radio in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That is when the algorithms in Google changed in order to eliminate anything that had to do with holistic or integrative nutrition. And they listed it today on the article I read that all of those sites from Mercola all the way down the list dropped 81% to 90% of people who looked at it, because you can't find it unless you type in the
specific
name of the person.
Exactly.
Well, guess what I did after that? I go to Perplexity. I went to which is the course we just said, the AI, artificial intelligence site. I typed in something on Google and said, what are the natural remedies for Lyme disease? Guess what? It's not easy to find anything. I typed in an AI, beautiful list of natural remedies with more references and information. And it does have to say, you know, some of these things are modestly unproven. Well, that's fine. I don't
care.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's honest too.
Now, the one thing I typed in twice that I just don't like the answer to, and it just, they have to be wrong on this.
Oh, okay.
Is what is the compare the risk of riding, the death rate of motorcycle riding compared to flying small airplanes? And it said in both of times, it said it was equal. I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that riding a motorcycle is as dangerous as flying an airplane.
Yeah, I wonder how they're coming up with that.
I don't know.
Because a plane wrecks takes multiple lives that count. A motorcycle wreck.
But I said death.
Well, death, but I'm saying if you have, you'd have to have 100 specific incidents of a motorcycle death to maybe match one bad aircraft.
Well, I said general aviation, which means small aircraft, not big ones.
Okay, man, I don't know.
So I did that on a second search. So
it's possible you're outwitting the AI.
That's true.
Maybe the AI is not caught up with the ED. I don't know which way you want to take that. We probably need a commercial.
I don't have ED in
No, longer. You're Ed, though.
Oh, you're talking about my name.
Yeah, okay. And they may be naming a drink after you from what I heard somewhere.
That is coming. I really believe it. It's called the Edward J.
That's killer.
Yeah, I want to have someone from across the room say, hey, to the bartender, give me another two rounds of Edward J. And you know what I'll do? I'll be standing
over. You'll have a tattoo on your arm eventually, the Edward J with a little tequila cup and a finger up. That'd be good.
I love your ideas.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we got hopeful some conversation about vascular stuff, which we'd like to inform people about from the Vascular Institute. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
OptimizeU Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell, and our number one most visited health expert, Dr. Lazar. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio.
Ed, thank you so much.
With the Vascular Institute, I have learned so much from being a partner with you, listening to your wife, going to the conferences that you hold. I knew very little about how physicians interact with the vascular issues, and of course that means blood flow, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's so much that needs to be known about that, because what I love about what you do is you don't send people home with no hope, because you are full of hope, because you have so many tools in your toolbox that actually fixes, not treat symptoms, and that is so, so important. That's one philosophy, of course, of health and nutrition, is helping the body help itself to be healthy. And I do want to ask a question, and I'm not going to use any names, but someone that I know very well has, and a female, has pelvic congestive syndrome, or whatever the official name is. Very disabling when it happens. A lot of heavy pain in the pelvic area, the abdomen area, sometimes a swelling almost like pregnancy. And when she puts her legs up against the wall, the pain goes away within 120 seconds. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. It's actually a fairly a common symptom that I hear a lot about, because we actually are the few people in town that actually take care of that problem. And a lot of times, females that are having that kind of pain or problems, they should see their GYN doctor. They should be examined. They should have everything checked out first. Mm-hmm. Make sure that their reproductive system's healthy and everything is going properly. But when you go down the road and you start to understand that, that the reproductive system's healthy, but there's a pain syndrome that's happening. And, one of the thrills I have as a surgeon, which really helped me decide to become a surgeon, was the fact that I could find a problem and actually fix it. Mm-hmm. That was the thrill for me. I love the detective work part of the job, and then I also love the idea that I could actually fix something, and then the patient moves on and they're better, and I can say I did something. Mm-hmm. I actually achieved something. And that was the one of the thrills of being a doctor. The other side of it is trying to understand what that patient's going through, understand what they need, make sure that they have seen their GYN doctor, make sure that this isn't just a procedure that we do to anybody. This is a very specific type of problem. And so it's very common for people to have venous disease. It's the most common cardiovascular disease in the country.
Is it?
40% of adults have venous disease.
And when you talk adults, it's people 30 to 40?
Well, let's say, call them 21. How about that? 21 and above. Adult people. Because you can have a younger person that has a varicose vein problem, and that's very common. Men, about 25% of men, about 30% of women have varicose vein issues. And so the circulation system is critical if you're going to live a long time. You got to have a circulation system that's functioning. Blood has to flow from the heart in the arteries to your toes. The veins collect it, and then that brings it back through the vein system back to the heart again. So if anything interrupts that blood getting back to the heart, either something compressed, a narrowing in that vein system, then a pressurization can happen. And if it happens in the pelvis, they can have a lot of pressure, pain, achiness, heaviness in the legs. They can have some difficulty walking. I've had patients before come to me and say they would work all day, and then they would immediately go home, and they'd put their legs up against the wall, just like you said, Ed, and they have to decompress their legs by gravity to let the blood flow back out of the legs, back to the heart again. And that's something that usually means there's a blockage or something that we can actually fix.
And that can come from pregnancy?
So people that have had multiple pregnancies can have develop a varicose vein problem, if you want to say it that way, inside the pelvis. And it has to do with the ovarian vein. And the ovarian vein has valves. It's just like a regular vein does. Okay. And that ovarian vein can dilate and become pressurized and have pain. And we call that pelvic congestion syndrome. So a syndrome's not a disease. It's a constellation of symptoms that we put together and say, okay, these are the different reasons why you could have this. And then there's usually treatment options to fix those problems.
Interesting. I wonder how many women actually have a lot of these issues that are never diagnosed.
Well, pelvic congestion syndrome, we think that about 15% of women will have symptoms of that in their lifetime. And about 35 to 40% of women will never have it diagnosed as to the symptoms they're having. So it is something that you have to have some suspicion for. You have to make sure everything is healthy first. You have to get an ultrasound to figure out what's flowing and what's blocked. And then at that point, we can actually talk to a patient and say, hey, these are the options. This is what I experienced, how I help people the best.
And how do you do that? What are the options?
So It depends on what's blocked.
Okay.
So if the main highway of the vein system is blocked in the pelvis, in the abdomen, and that's usually because arteries live next to veins, arteries can lay on top of veins, and it can pinch the vein. And so blood goes into the leg, blood can't get out of the leg, leg swells, pressure, heaviness, mm-hmm. achiness. Patients will describe they have difficulty walking. And if that is the symptom along with a pelvic pain, then usually it's, and if it's severe enough, then I would consider a small stent, a metal cage that actually opens that vein and lets the blood return back to the heart normally. Now, I don't do that just for anybody. It has to be, you know, I'm very much in the mindset of do the least possible,
mm-hmm.
right? So if someone had that problem, I'd explain to them, well, this is what's blocked. This is how you can overcome that. You know, one is being active, walking. So if you're sitting in a job and you know you get that heaviness, get up, move, walk. That's very important. If you have, you know, try to avoid wearing high heels, because if you wear high heels, your calf is compressed. You're not actually exercising the calf muscle. The calf muscle is the pump that pumps the blood against gravity out of the legs back to the heart again. So that's like the heart mm-hmm. for your vein system. It pumps the blood out of the leg. And so, you know, if you're standing long periods or sitting long periods and you're getting that sensation, you have to get up and move and walk. And
so, Clint, you have to give up those high heels.
Sorry. I appreciate you going that direction, Ed. I always count on you. On the guy's note on this, though, would boots, like work boots that you lace up, that prevent your calf, your foot from moving up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I guess if you're going to your knee, probably no.
Yeah.
But just a regular to your ankle, fine.
Yeah.
It's just that...
I was just thinking the flexibility. Sometimes you have to wear the work boots or something, but anyway.
Moving the calf muscles, actually. So when you walk, you actually mm-hmm. push off the top of your foot and land on the heel, so you got to mm-hmm. move to walk, and that rocking motion is really what pumps the blood out of the leg. So, you know, and I recommend that for people who have a history of vein disease. They know it because they have darkening of the skin near the ankle.
Okay,
or they may have varicose veins. They make a lot of pressure in their legs, and so if your job forces you to sit or stand in one place and you feel it getting worse, that's your body telling you to move.
Yeah. Now, what is the other? Less in, I won't say invasive, but what are the other reasons for that congestive?
So again, it's going to be one. It's going to be either a compression of the vein in the central vein system.
Okay.
The other possibility is that it's a problem with the vein on the inside, that ovarian vein that we talked about.
Okay.
And there's
now, are we talking varicose in that vein?
I want you to think about it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about the vein has dilated. The valves don't function.
Let me simplify this, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have time to medically explain everything to us, so he's dumbing this down for you and me. Yeah, Ed, picture it that way, shall you, sir? Continue
this
on.
This is how I talk to patients.
I know. That's what I
feel. I want
like.
Them to understand.
I've been in the room with you, and you're patient.
Yeah,
I get it.
And
Clint,
you know,
picture it that
if
way.
If you can explain it so people get it, then they can ask a good question, and then they get their questions answered.
I love it.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Yeah. Sarr. Thank you for that.
So anyway, picture the varicose vein in the over. Yeah.
So think if that vein in that region can dilate, the connecting points of that vein run across the uterus and in the pelvic area, connecting one side to the other side. And so just having one vein having a problem, you can have a tremendous amount of pressure, especially during the menstrual cycle. That is pretty severe.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, you know, it's going to be a localized pain. They're going to tell you, the patient will tell you, hey, it's my right side, it's my left side. It is, you know, that is really where it gets me. And they can't figure it out. People have not figured out why this is happening. So remember, a third of patients never get it figured out.
Can it manifest itself in the back, like a lower back pain too?
It can.
You can radiate.
Yeah, we don't have, you know, if you cut your finger, Clint, your brain knows exactly where that is mm-hmm. On the map of your brain. And on the inside of the pelvis, there's no direct connection like that. So the body, the brain kind of will assign that pain to something.
Right.
It might be to your groin. It might be to your back. It might be to your buttock.
Right.
So that's how the body kind of works.
And so what will you do for that? You'll have to put another stent?
No, for that particular situation, we actually go inside to that vein and actually put a little metal coil
uh-huh.
that will coil that vein and block that vein and turn it off.
Oh.
So I'm the plumber of the body. I fix it. If it's blocked, I open it. If it's leaking or having problems, we can plug it or block it that way.
And plugging it means what's going to happen.
So that
so it won't pool. The blood won't pool.
The blood
any
won't
longer.
Pool anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a big time operation?
Nope. Fairly minimally invasive. Okay. The alternative that happens a lot for patients is a hysterectomy.
Oh, really?
So that's
that is possible.
That's
to help.
The other extreme of things.
And I bet that happens a lot because of undiagnosed.
Well, undiagnosed pelvic pain, and you know, someone they've had their children, and they don't want any more, and they don't want to deal with the, you know, the menstrual.
But that takes care of the pain.
It does often.
Okay. Yeah.
I have before y'all. This is a serious conversation. I have one lighthearted conversation. You tell me when I can ask it.
I think you're up for that.
We have about 3 minutes left, Clint.
Okay,
so
good.
I think it's so. A
this
good
is okay. So do these work?
What
those
are these?
EMS foot pad things? Do they help blood circulation? Those things.
Electrostimulation.
Yeah. You know when you put your feet on them because they're for blood. They said they will increase blood flow or circulation. Do those work?
So the answer probably is locally, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Because the arteries actually are muscular. Or have a muscular component to them.
Right.
And so, and the muscles have a neurologic component that drives the muscle. So you have a sympathetic nervous system, which can, and a parasympathetic system that turns on and turns off the muscle, mm-hmm. the smooth muscle of the arteries. So that's why when you get nervous, your hands get cold and clammy. And or when you're excited, you're hot, everything flushes, mm-hmm. and you get rid of heat that way. So the body regulates that way. And so electrical stimulation of your toes probably gets more circulation.
I didn't know. I have a friend of mine that lives and dies, but he goes, man, that really helps my blood flow. I'm like, really? And I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I do want to say that Clint had a little, almost angst a little bit earlier before we started that. About physicians, about medical people, because I told him about an airplane that has a parachute and that doctors are the ones who buy it. And you were like, doctors and plumbers, and you used all these examples don't act like you didn't say it, Clint.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ed. This is ridiculous. The doctor and I think you may have some issues because he and I are talking about medical stuff.
Oh, okay.
You're bringing up planes.
I'm not crazy enough to buy a plane, though. So, I will hire somebody that knows how to fly the plane.
There you go.
That's safe.
Well, I know a good pilot.
That'll take you to the Bahamas.
Ed Jones.
Yeah. Taxi service. No. So if everybody wants to know, just go research it. They make these planes for doctors. And they cost money because doctors, you know, they do hard work, so they get good money. I want you to make good money, by the way.
Yes.
I want my doctor to make them. Yes.
Just understand. Bingo. I went to 29th grade.
I
like that.
29th grade.
When I had to go get tested, I had some issues when I was in my early 40s. I had to go get tested for some cancer stuff. And I was with a proctologist doctor that was doing. And I just looked at him and said, you earn every dime of your money, dude. I hope you drive the best car in the parking lot. So I want my doctors to make good money. But these planes, if they're having problems, they come equipped with a parachute for the plane that gently cascade the plane down onto the lovely scenery below. Whereas guys like me just go into the side of a mountain.
Yeah, they do.
They do. I want the plane with the parachute.
But I think it's a cool story about planes because
it's very cool.
Cirrus is the name of it, and their whole marketing plan was to go after physicians who are all there. You know, physicians are hardworking, thinking people. And it
but
takes
they don't
a
have
lot,
the time a lot of time.
But it takes a lot to become a really good pilot. So they marketed because the physician's wife said, no, you won't fly until they came out with a parachute. And now the physician's wife says, I will fly because it seems safer.
I will bet money right now in the next 20 years that system somehow, whether it's multiple parachutes, will be on most planes.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense. To be a master at anything, it's 10,000 hours. Isn't that right, Ed?
That's
10,000 hours. So, you know, I'm not ever going to fly a plane.
No,
not going
to
happen.
No, you would have to have a pilot. But tell people how they can contact Vascular Institute.
Sure, vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com. We are probably the really only surgical specialty group that will take people that just call up and say, hey, we need an appointment. We try to break down a lot of the barriers for access to care for the region. We have five centers in five contiguous counties. And so vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com, we're always available.
You and your crew are heroes. I love it, love it, love it on so many levels. Thank you for joining us again, Dr. Losar. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got, again, about 2 inches of notes on empowering yourself with new information and research on health. Things always are developing, changing, and it's really important to stay up. So more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Interesting stuff. I know we talk a lot about vascular system, but that was a little different turn on that conversation, and I really, really like that.
Yeah, it was. He's always good. I enjoy it when Dr. Lazar comes in.
I want to rate a book that I have listened to. I read about half of the books, probably, and I listen to half on Audible. And I love that because, you know, we can find time driving a car to listen when you can't read. It's called Solve for Happy. And in fact, Dr. Brian Johnson, our medical doctor at Nutrition World, a very seeking type of person like myself. And he's always looking for people who have gone down journeys that have taught them wisdom and that we can learn from that wisdom. Well, this was a chief officer of Google. His name was Mo Gondat. He's an Egyptian. He's an Egyptian. And a fascinating book. What happened was he had a son who was the center of the family. He described him so eloquently about how amazingly intelligent his group of people who just respected him greatly, never met a stranger. And he was like the center core of this family, of him, his wife, and his sister. And he had a medical thing where he had to have this surgery, and they nicked his artery, and he died about 30 minutes later.
Oh, my God.
So Mo talks about, what is it that I could do to try to retrieve some happiness in my life? And he came up with what I really feel is a very, very wise path of re-storytelling yourself in your brain, not telling yourself fibs, but one of the biggest rules of his book, and he's great at speaking it if you choose to listen. I really, really like that. He says that happiness, he proposes a happiness equation. He's very analytical, so he did some of this from an analytical standpoint. But happiness is equal to or greater than the events of your life minus the expectations of how it should have been. And what that means is the storytelling within us can doom us or make us the opposite end, which is very joyful. And he has six different tenets to this. I'm only going to read one. The first one, which I really have tried to follow or tried to pursue for probably 30 to 40 years, is we have to understand that the misconception that our inner voice is not the real you. The inner voice is not the real you. Well, of course, the next question is, who is the real you? And that's where the seeking comes in. But again, Solve for Happy is the book. Highly recommending it, because being contented, joyous is a big part of health.
I heard a podcast or a little motivational thing with David Goggins, and he brings up something kind of along these lines I think you'll appreciate. He says, listen, man, your mind, it knows it can be your worst enemy. It knows everything you're scared of. Mm-hmm. Your mind knows that corner of the room that no one goes into, that insecurity, that thing that you're most ashamed of, your favorite excuse, whatever it is that will prevent you from starting the journey or changing your mindset. Your mind, unless you learn how to talk to it and know what to say and when to listen, it is the best propaganda machine out there, because it is very targeted to you. And I thought, man, that makes sense.
The fact that he uses it as you need to talk to it says the same thing that Mo says, same path that I've been on for decades, is who is the real you?
That's right. Challenge that stuff.
Where is that? And just even asking the question, very few people do realize that they are not their ego.
You know what's really weird that you're saying that is, though, people will say, I need to start, why don't you start a business? Why don't you write a book? Why don't you try a marathon? Why you can lose weight. Why don't you go do this? I am not that. That's not who I am. We say that so quick, but yet if the thought comes to do something positive, we never argue back with that. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. We don't argue with that.
No, we don't.
Right. I never argue with the voice that tells me not to, but I do argue with the voice that tells me to.
That's interesting.
That's really weird.
Yes. Totally different reply on both of those stories.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I did an Instagram post where I had gone to the Mexican grocery store right down the road from Nutrition World.
Yeah.
But the one little segment of that post is I found the Mexican Coca-Cola. And I may have talked about that one other time. But the difference is that it has real sugar opposed to high fructose. So I love the Instagrams that we're doing. And I want to brag, because the YouTube, Facebook that I posted on Bragg's apple cider vinegar.
I knew this was coming.
I have to brag because it hit 2.3 million views.
And who did it get more than?
Yep. Than anyone on earth.
You compete with your daughter.
Absolutely.
On views.
It's a race, and the race is over.
I was sitting there in the meeting the other day, and you go, looks like I got more views. She'll come up with one.
Not 2.3 million. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
My dad got more views than that. Remember the lighter?
Yes.
He got 8 million.
Did he?
Million? No, I'm sorry. 4 million with 800,000 reshares.
Explain the lighter again.
So he was sitting on the back patio with I don't have social media anymore, but he was sitting on the back patio with my son. Mm-hmm. And my son was talking about, hey, Dad, I want to start boxing with you or do jiu-jitsu with some friends of his. I'm like, yeah, you should. My dad goes, I know street jiu-jitsu. Grew up in Trenton. He goes, what? He goes, yeah, give me from behind. And my son gets in this choke hold from behind, and my dad just pulls that lighter out and hits his elbow with it. And it lasted about 4 seconds, and it blew up online.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
How old were your son?
Well, see, he's probably 23.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's probably just 2 years
and
ago.
And he was dancing around after
like,
that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And everybody's like, my mom was like, you hear Joe. My dad's like, he's the one that's trying to choke me out.
I had two clients this week, one yesterday, one the day before. Very interesting. I rarely get younger men. When I say younger, they, you know, it all depends on how you, how old you are as to what you call younger. One was 33, one was 36. Both of these gentlemen came once, one day and one another, didn't know each other. And they did the big extensive blood work that Be Well Labs offers downstairs. And I will just say in a very quick notes, cliff notes type of fashion, if they had not done this extensive blood work, I truly believe they would have cut short their life by at least a decade, because the formation of plaque, which is 80% of us will die of cardiovascular disease, 80%. And that's all, a lot of that's framed on, oh, if you have high, healthy cholesterol, you're fine. That is the biggest myth that we've heard in a lot of years. It's not cholesterol. It is part of that family called lipoprotein A, ApoB, fibrinogen, insulin, all these other numbers that are not being paid for by insurance, which means you will not get them done unless you do it on your own. Well, both of these gentlemen had modest to high levels of a couple of these, which are humongous risk factors for men. I don't know what motivated each of those two guys, because there's very few under 40s, under 50s. Men are hard-headed. We think of ourselves as a Ford F-150 truck. We get in, we start it every day, and we just think it's going to continue to run. And if it doesn't, we take it to the mechanic, which is a doctor, and he fixes us. It's not really the way you're going to age gracefully. So I was very, I'm very glad, as Dr. Lazar talked about, he loves the fact that he can actually fix people. I'm not fixing people. I'm empowering people. And I rest easy at the end of those days, because they both were serious. They said, I will do whatever it takes. One had a new 2-year-old and the other had a family. Both of those were motivated by families.
Is it a, could you just go down there and do the cholesterol test? Just do it for those?
You can do it just for those two things. Yes, you can.
Yeah, that'd be, I might try that.
And I want to congratulate Cassie at the store. She had just returned back from having a wonderful baby, and she is fired up, ready to go. She helps manage so much of Nutrition World's intricacies in the back room.
You have a great team right now.
I appreciate
it.
Part
of
it is you, business coach, Glenn. And I told somebody earlier, actually I told Dr. Colleen Smith from Chai about the fact that you have really given us a new view of some of the things that need to be fixed, straightened, tweaked. And you also are very courageous and blunt to Ed Jones to tell me that I should not do some things, like a video with bras in the background, but other things too. And like, this person should not be in the management position, and maybe you should move them over here. And I'm like, what? And you were so right on most, on everything so far. So you tell people, if they want to contact you as a business coach helper, what do they do?
Yeah, you just call me at 423-505-1014, or my email is theclintpowell@gmail.com. And I really appreciate that. One thing I will say is that there are people out there that are better at what I do. I do it on a smaller scale, but if you have a good coach, a good consultant, anybody, the best skill set that you should look for is, are they, do they do two things? Do they ask questions? And do they tell me the truth? And usually,
I love that.
Well, if you ask questions, you got to give people room to answer. Mm-hmm. And usually people like you and Katie and Scott, the smart people, that y'all already know the answer. You just need help asking the right question to cut the trees in front of the window so you can see everything.
I love that. Love that. Kurt Dehring, we talked about last week, will be the new staff member. He's a pharmacist, clinical pharmacist. He'll be joining us on this show in about 2 or 3 weeks. I can't wait. He's going to explain how he can go through your drug list. He's not drug for many drugs. He says they need to be lessened greatly for the health of this country.
Is he going to be a consultant there?
He will be a consultant coach, so you can come in and have a 30-minute or 50-minute consultation of your prescriptions with the hope, if you want it, of reducing and or changing it. Maybe you need pharmaceutical A instead of B.
Will he also be able to help say, hey, don't take this particular vitamin or supplement with that drug.
Yes.
Take this alternative so there's not some contradiction. Okay, good.
He won't be treating people as patients like a medical doctor.
No.
If he said, I think that you're taking too much statin.
Go talk to your doctor.
Right. You still would have to go talk to your physician on that.
Absolutely.
And again, we have new online ordering. We have DoorDash.
Ooh, yes.
I don't know of any other local nutrition store anywhere in this part of the country that offers that. And anything over $75 is free shipping.
Yeah.
Now, on DoorDash, you have to pay them $7.99.
That's a DoorDash thing.
In a hour.
I just want to say real quick, too, though, if you've ever been on the website and shopped before and you weren't happy with the shopping page, that is completely changed. You need to go try it again. It's got autofill as far as, if you don't have to spell everything correctly, it pulls up the pages differently.
It's been 6 months in the making. So if you said I haven't tried it in the last 2 or 3 months, you need to give it a shot, because now you can buy it and pick it up. You can buy it and get delivered. It's just fantastic. Or you can ship it. I'm going to start shipping stuff to my daughter.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, who's out of town. I'm going to say, hey, I can buy what you need exactly from Nutritional World, since we trust them, and I'm going to ship it to her in college.
Because Amazon's still dealing with counterfeit nutritional products. They're working at not fixing it, but it is not uncommon for people to be using empty bottles, filling them with something else, and then selling them for $40. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom and a couple more points to empower your health. That and more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease, with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston. Attention all ladies. Listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell, and I had a friend of mine who I felt like needed to hear this, actually this morning, and because this has been something that's been, if I had to count, the top 10 pieces of literature that I go to when I'm having some dark times in my life, or struggles, or just bumps in the road. This, I won't say it's a poem, but it is the basic words of Rumi. Rumi is one of the 1,000-year-old sage that wrote 10,000 different quotations of wisdom. And I actually have a tattoo on one of my legs of Rumi, because I've valued him so much. It's called the Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thoughts, the shame, the malice. meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. And be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. That's Rumi. Mm. And I find that to be very true in my life, if I can have the right story and perspective in my head. Katie just sent me something that I want to read. This is from a Dr. William Osler. I remember many things I have read, I think quotation-wise, from him. And this was the 18th century physician. And this is very deeply embedded into my philosophy. It's just one sentence. The organs weep, the tears the eyes refuse to shed. I'm going to read that again.
Okay.
Our organs weep, the tears the eyes refuse to shed. Even in the 1800s, they realized that shoving our emotions down inside of us and pretending otherwise and using distractions to get through the day has a very harmful effect on our human physiology, the body. That's pretty
That makes sense. I like that.
I do too. That's actually something I may frame. I want to talk about creatine real quick in the last minute.
Is it good? No.
Very good.
Okay, good.
The new research has come out that is just astounding. And, you know, when we started carrying creatine 25 years ago, we almost like had to hide it like it was a steroid drug. But creatine, of course, is well known for its benefits in physical performance and muscle health. But there's now other benefits that are very well researched. Creatine is naturally found in muscle cells and also the brain, but it's found that may assist in recovery from stress of traumatic experiences. In fact, veterans with higher levels of creatine in the anterior cortex, which is a brain region involved in processing negative emotional states, had much greater reductions in stress since their last traumatic experience. And here's what's interesting to me, and as I know this, but creatine's found only in animal-based foods, not plants, or in supplements, which I use, and Clint does, and many people do. I use about 5 grams, which is one tiny scoop a day. Well, just think of all the people who have gone completely plant-based.
Quick question on that.
Yeah.
Just on how you take it. Do you take it every morning, regardless if you work out or if you don't work out, or do you just take it the days you work out, and does it matter what time of day you take it?
I started doing it partially for health years ago, so that's going to be an everyday process. Mm-hmm. And 2.5 to 5 grams a day is very inexpensive. In fact,
yeah, I take it every morning. I just was making sure that was okay. Yep.
Anyone who emails me at nutritionworld@comcast.net, the first 2 people who email me, you're going to get a free container of creatine.
What's that email again? Because I'm
And that will be worth probably $23, and it will last you about 90 days.
Yeah.
So very economical. And I'd put all ALS patients that ever come to me, which is a terrible disease of losing the body functions, but in research has shown that it may delay some of these symptoms of ALS by using higher dose creatine. Anything that could help anybody that needs those kind of muscular strengthening. And this is why I recommend it to seniors. Someday I'll be a senior, so you know, when I get to be a senior, I'll take more of it, I guess.
I'll probably catch up with you. We'll probably be seniors at the same time.
Senior, yes.
Well, senior. Okay. I don't know what you're doing there, but okay, sure. That's a weird way to end the show. Way to go, Ed.
Who says it's time to end?
You're right, you got 11 seconds.
Keep going. That's right. Yeah. All right. Thank you. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. And for past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you sincerely for listening. For Clint Powell, for everyone at Nutrition World, and Ed Jones, have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.